Hello.
Hi, this is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking with Malik?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Malik. This is Maida, your coordinator. How are you today?
I feel a little bit better today, a little bit. Just
Oh,
going through soreness, just going through like pain, soreness.
I see. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing better today. I was calling you, well, I don't know if you got my voicemail. It was regarding the monthly call that we have to confirm to make sure that everything is okay with your services.
Okay,
Now,
that's fine.
I noticed that you changed your address to 5942
Yes.
L Street. Okay. Perfect. And I also wanted to double check because you also provide me with a new phone number. So the previous one that we had, the 803-638-1004, are you no longer using that one?
No, ma'am. I'm no longer using that one.
Okay, perfect. I will update it on your file. That way, we don't have any issues reaching out to you. And I also needed to double check that for the past few 2 weeks, you have not been admitted to a hospital.
No, ma'am. But I think I'm going next week because I have an appointment next week. So I'll give you an update if they change anything.
Oh, well, that refers to hospitalization, not doctor's appointments. So as long as you're not hospitalized, it's
Okay.
okay. But thank you so much for letting me know. I will update the information. And is everything doing well with Jermel, your caregiver?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I noticed that he started using this number to clock in and out, but I already let him know that it has to be a different method because unfortunately we can no longer accept phones. It can only be landlines. So I will let him know. He has to download an app. I will send him the link, but yeah. I
Okay.
already texted him. If you would like to remember him to check his messages, that will be okay.
Yes, I'll make sure. Y'all not doing y'all supposed to send a box out. Y'all never sent the box out like 5 months. Y'all never sent the box out.
The what? I'm sorry.
It's like the, she was supposed to like right before you came, they were supposed to send some type of box out to clock in and out at the house. It just
Oh, the
never came.
FOB? By
Yes,
any
I guess.
chance?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that they had requested that for you, but I can request it. So an FOB. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that also works. I will request it today.
Okay, so he can't, so no clocking out on the phone no more, you're saying?
Yes, that is correct. It has to be either through an app that he can download on his phone or through the FOB.
Okay, yeah, that's what we've been for like 6, 7 months, the FOBs. Like, we can wait for that for a long time.
Okay.
Okay, I remind him when he coming at 5 o'clock. So can he download the app at 5 o'clock today?
Yeah, well, I don't think he will be able to clock in, but yeah, if he can download it, that will be great.
So when he downloaded, he can't clock in when he downloaded.
But because I'm assuming it will be after 5, so it
Okay,
will be late
yes.
for
He
you to
will come at the
clock
5 o'clock. Yes, he coming at 5. No, he coming at 12. He just ran to go get me something, so he ain't gonna be back for like 45 minutes. He gonna go get me something to eat and pick up my medication.
Okay,
So he probably back like 4:30, 5 o'clock, depends on
in that
traffic.
case, I can send him the link to download the app. Do you know if he has an Android or an iPhone by any chance?
I think he might have an iPhone.
Okay, well, I still ha texted him. I'm just waiting to hear from him again.
Okay. Well, I'll
But
make sure
thank
I talk to him today, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for so much for checking up on me.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yes, you too.